It corresponds to the third film that has been projected today within the official selection of the San Sebastian Film Festival. It's a co-production between Poland and the Netherlands, titled Beyond Words. And we have with us Ursula Antoniak, the director and screenplay writer, the actors Jakub Gierszel, Andres Kira, and Christian Lober, the DOP, director of Leonard Hineke, and producers Flor Ondrus and Lucas Diezico. So therefore, whenever, I hope I pronounce this right, people, whatever you deem pertinent, ask questions. Okay. Thank you very much, and congratulations for the film. And the first question I would like to ask, why did you shoot it in black and white? What was the reason that you used black and white for the film?
Usually the choice of black and white color is an aesthetic one. In this case, in the case of Beyond Words, it was a choice that supported the main contrast, or that supported the theme of the picture. So if you that was one of the reasons. Another reason was we are shooting in Berlin, and we saw that by changing our perception from color to black and white, that the city, the Berlin as a place, architecture started to speak, right? So, for example, certain buildings, certain streets started to have a completely different meaning, right? Started to evoke a certain architectonic styles, or started to evoke fragments of past, right? So it was also the reason. And but this thematic reason, I would try to be very concise, but you may say that Beyond Words is about experience, it's about immigrant experience, right? And it presents the immigrant who is on the one side of the spectrum of a group of immigrants. The other side of the spectrum is the immigrants who cannot disappear, like our main character cannot disappear with among the locals. Right? So you have this kind of radical opposition between a very 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 white immigrant and very very black immigrant. They belong to the same group of immigrants only. Immigrants, refugees, people who are like coming from somewhere to start a new life in a new country. The problem with our main character, his problem or his dilemma, is that that he doesn't want to belong to the group of immigrants. Right? That's his whole idea for his life is, I don't want to be an immigrant. I don't want to be seen as immigrant. So basically, this black and white. That was a thematic rationale. Yeah.
Hello. One of the messages I got from the movie is this idea that an immigrant is never fully integrated, even if he speaks the language neatly and has a very nice job, he's never fully part of the country. Is that what you think? Is that your actual idea?
I think it's like, you know, the integration is something, because I'm immigrant myself, you know, I'm more than 20 years and I'm living more than 20 years in Holland, you know, so I can say, okay, I'm integrated and I'm adapted. But what I found out is that immigration, adaptation, they're always like also in, identity. They have this both components, the inside and the outside components. Of course you can integrate, you can learn the language, you can definitely, immigrants from Europe are very easy. They have really not much problem to adapt, right? It's either it is Eastern Europe or Western Europe. We belong to Europe, right? So, but there is something, you know, that this outer aspect of identity, of adaptation, you know, there's not so much if I'm integrated, but the question is how the people who are like locals, right? So the Dutch, how do they think about me? You know, so this is the outside component of my identity. There is something I have absolutely no influence on, You know, if I would have to base my identity on what is how I'm being perceived, you know, in Holland, sometimes I'm Polish, sometimes Dutch, Dutch Polish, only Polish, you know, I would have like vertigo in my identity. So I know from inside, I know who I am, and this has nothing to do with nationality. From inside, I mean, from, I'm not Polish or Dutch, you know. The country that I have inside me, it's the country of one person, and there is no language in it, you know. So, but the outside perception is completely, is something completely else, you know.
Hi, would you change the story? Instead of in Berlin, it was in Warsaw, for example. It was filmed in Warsaw. Would the story have changed?
Of course, the story would change because, I mean, Warsaw, as you know, I mean, Poland, Poland don't have refugees, or Poland as a country doesn't have minorities. I mean, Poland is, that's what always surprised me when I go to Poland after living in Amsterdam, that it's kind of egally white. Everybody's white there, okay? And everybody's Polish. So this story would absolutely never happen in Warsaw. No, it's that's the whole problem, right? That some things, you know, for Polish audience, some things are not so obvious as for me. So this multicultural society that I'm living in Amsterdam, or some other people living in Berlin, this is not comparable to Poland. Poland is not multicultural society. This is a Polish society.
But on the other hand, there are certain cliches like the synagogue and how the German characters, for example, being in Berlin, and this is in black and white. Couldn't this make a reference to the past at the same time? That's it could be anywhere, but specifically, I think, as a director, I think that you want to reflect your particular point of view upon Germany and Berlin. Is that right? Or can it be done anywhere? I mean, can you extrapolate that and it could be done anywhere in the world, the film?
I mean, to a certain extent, yes. I mean, a synagogue is not a cliché, you know. Some buildings in Berlin are not cliché. There are simply things, you know, the part of culture and that we recognize. Of course, this film could take place in Amsterdam, and actually, I was starting this project in 2007, and I wanted to shoot this movie in Amsterdam with bilingual actor, Polish-Dutch. So the story was actually, the story is universal. You know, this is not the story about Poland. This is not the story about Germany. This is a story about the immigrant, about the integrated immigrant, and how does it feel? I don't think I'm telling something about Germany in this film, or even Poland. You know, it's about immigrant experience. But it could happen. I think in any multicultural big metropolis in Europe, it could happen in Paris, in Madrid. I don't know Madrid, but it's basically wherever the immigrants try to conform to the rule and try to adapt, this story could take place, yes.
Next question, please. Hi, congratulations. I would like to... Warsaw is not going to be a problem because Poland has closed its door to the arrival of refugees. So that's never going to happen. They're never going to have that multicultural aspect in Poland. But my second question has to do with the actors, for example. How did you see yourselves in a film, in a black and white film? Not in a colored film. How did you see your performance, your bodies, and everything, basically, in black and white? It's a question for the actors.
I just saw it today, so I don't know. I don't think it's a matter of seeing yourself. It's a matter of how the director and the DOP sees you, and I don't really think that matters as an actor.
Actually, I could say the same. I have never played before in black and white, so it's somehow exciting. I don't know if it's exciting, but it's something new. But of course, it goes back to the past, to the films from 50s, 60s, of course, when we saw all the films in black and white. And maybe there was something more clear in these times when we saw films in black and white. In colors, we are sometimes completely lost. We don't know what we want to watch, characters or architecture or landscapes or anything. I think it provokes us to look very carefully, to observe very carefully characters, what's happening, and I think that's it's more clever, so that's it.
Hi again.
Hola.
My question is for the actress. How did you prepare your role, bearing in mind that it's not really clear the relationship between you two? Did you think like, yeah, this is my father, yeah, this is my son? Or do you think, I don't really know if this is my father? How do you prepare your role regarding that?
No, actually, we played together in a movie almost 10 years ago, but Kuba didn't play my son. I had another guys who was my sons. So we know for a long time. And I think we didn't think about if he's my son, or I don't know what's Kuba's perspective, but it was just a meeting of two people who are playing, pretending, or being really son and father, but just the two people who meet in Berlin for 3 days and try to understand what's going on in life, what's happening, what could happened between son and father, and of course that relationship actually doesn't exist. It's just a meeting. So we have just a taste of something that could happen, maybe somewhere in the past, in the future. So it's just a moment. So we didn't think about the building relationship. It's about the meeting of two lonely people.
Yes, that's true that we didn't really confront those our perspectives. We just looked what happened on set. So what really happened is that the film differs from the script a little bit, because some things that happened between us, then Ursula took them and wrote them into the script and brought us scenes for the next day to try and go maybe in this direction. So we as people and as actors, we didn't confront our point of views, and we didn't build this relationship together. But from my point of view, I thought about the identity or the lack of identity of this person, and of the unbelievably strong feeling and wanting to have some answers from your father, from your, like, where are you from, and maybe, you know, in the meantime, in shooting, it turned out then that you couldn't ask really those questions, but this is how I tried to approach this character and this problem, and I think that's it.
Hi, two questions. First of all, wasn't too clear why
if you shoot in Amsterdam, you finally opted for Berlin. That was your initial idea, that is to say. Secondly, I'm under the feeling that there's a play of ambiguity with both characters, that is to say, be it between the two lawyers, the father and the son, with the waitress. I'm not too sure this is something that you were looking for.
The first question is about the possibility of that I had. Yes, I had this plan for this. Actually, the story I had in 2007, and I wanted to set up the project in Holland. I couldn't find money then on. And then, a few years later, the actor that was for this role, for this Amsterdam version, got too old, and I wanted to make this story, and I found Jakub, who is perfectly bilingual, Polish German, because it's very important for the role to be perfectly bilingual. You talk about ambiguity, and yes, there is, it's how you call it, ambiguity, or it's about the audience, you know. If you either want everything clear and totally clear, like black and white, or you have you call it ambiguity, but I call it layers, that there are different shadows of it, and not everything is very pointed and very clear. So, for example, there is some kind of a backstory that in the film that it's not really clear. For example, the romance between the waitress and our main character. What is essential, it's in the film, but it's not explained three-dimensional. So it's an ambiguity. I hope it's not bad.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations for the film, but I personally believe it's delicate and sensorial. The music's beautiful. The filmography is beautiful, and I think the whole is very enjoyable. But Beverly, I would like to ask something, a doubt that I have. You start with a beautiful phrase that talks about that the house is our childhood. That is, if someone wants to belong or to remain in their childhood. In the case of the character, it's not only to search for his place, but also the loss of his parents, and not only the nationality. That on the one hand, and on the other hand, I've forgotten what I was going to say. On the other hand, the issue of the music, yes, also, and the issue of how you talk about the punk generation, which is the not future of the father, that's a powerful issue in the story, or is that a personal issue of yours? Or how can you relate that to the rest of the film? Thank you very much.
Thank you for this question, because actually you pointed in the beginning of the film is basically what the guy is saying, what the poet is saying, and what is being translated, that there is a country where I belong, and this is a childhood, because in childhood I still have people who love me. And basically the film starts from this sentence, it gives me basically the it's actually what the main character is in my film is missing, right? He's missing this place in the childhood, the moment in the childhood when he was loved. He didn't receive the love when he was young, when he was a child. He didn't have a father. So in this confrontation in the beginning, you have the black poet, you have this superficial, uber-mensch like guy, and he has almost everything. No, he doesn't have this one thing that this black poet has that makes him proud, that makes him strong. This is his love when he was a child. And that's, actually, this is the key to the film, because I always thought when you are not loved in the childhood, you want to be loved by the whole world. You immigrate, right? And you want to kind of earn your love. You want to be good in a new country. You want to try to be better, you know, to earn this love that you didn't get in a childhood. And of course, it's an illusion. You cannot earn love, right? But the second question is about punk, and my late husband was a punk musician, right? So, and this is basically when we're talking, when you drop the word punk, yeah, then for me the association with the last rebellion. I mean, that was the last time that I remember that young people were rebellious, because they are not anymore. That's what I think. There's also indeed now punk, no future. It was this. It was on the t-shirts, you know, and it was a kind of a mantra for punk generation. Yeah, no future, right? It's only now, and we don't believe in politics, you know, there is no future for us. And so this guy, it's nice that it's like a aging punk, and in his age, yeah, he says, yeah, there's no future. So I'm still being a punk.
Next question, please.
Congratulations, I loved your movie. My question is specifically for the actors. In terms of developing your character and or shooting, for each of you, what was the most gratifying part of shooting and or character development and the most challenging part?
It was almost 1 year ago. No. I didn't think a lot of how to build this character, how to create it. I was waiting for a meeting with Cuba. What could we feel? What can we feel when we see each other? Because we had written lines, and we of course could improvise. But we were improvising, not a lot, but sometimes. So as I told, it was not about creating, because there was no relationship between us. So it was about meeting. So what I saw in his eyes, I answered on it. So. That was like that.
I'll go before Christian, or what do you want to go? So the most, because your question was the most gratifying thing and the most challenging. I think they're both in the same subject, in the same matter, because I really loved from the very beginning, because Ursula called me 2012 with this script, and I really loved the narrative. I really loved the way you kind of feel the character, but you don't really know about the character. And I thought that is a really tough thing to do, to portray, and not to like give away anything on one hand, but on the other hand, tell a story about being lost. And so that was the hardest thing to do, and the most gratifying thing to do when you saw that sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, but sometimes it works. So that's basically it. There was one scene that's not in the movie where he's waiting for his father to come, and he's lying naked on the floor, just listening to the neighbors downstairs. And I really like love those images that you don't really know what's in his head, but the way he acts, the way what he does tells about a very sad and complex story.
Yeah, for me, the most challenging part was that to hit the edge between the friendship between us and to be the leader and the chef of him and to present something of success and sexiness of capitalism, something like that, where he couldn't look up to it. But the friendship also have clear the friendship between, so that's, and just to hit this and the small scenes That's the challenge.
Apologies in advance for the weirdness of the question, but I need to ask it because it's burning me inside. Why is there a bunch of naked guys doing yoga in a rooftop? Is that a thing in Berlin? I mean, want to try it, you know?
I can give you some addresses, actually, you can find them. No, we found it out, okay? We have a low-budget movie, we found the location on our own, we have 25 shooting days, you know, and actually researching this movie, researching location, we found out that there is something like a naked yoga. And now, of course, I'm like you, I didn't know that something like this exists, okay? We found it out. And for example, in Tiergarten, there are like indeed a group of naked yoga of yogins that like, you know, it's, I think this is also something, you know, this Freie Körperkultur?
FKK. East Germany,
FKK. And this is something very German, but also I think it fits perfectly into in a world of these guys, right? And when they are training and are doing yoga on the top of the world, right? So they are naked and they are invisible. I mean, this is something which like really tells me about the world where they're in, you know. They are above everyone and practically they allow themselves to be naked, you know. So this kind of contrast really like, spoke to me, you know.
I go really in. I do it the whole process. I do the hot yoga stuff, Bikram yoga, it's called. It was great.
Next question, please. I think that we've got a firm candidate to the prize, to the award for the best photography. Congratulations. But how do you think about the visual side of the film? What ideas did you have in mind in order to construct the photography of the film? I think this is for the DOP, I imagine, or... could you get closer to the microphone, if you'd be so kind? That's better. Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm up.
Thank you, Gold. Okay. there's so many layers, this movie, so it was like mainly trying to focus and trying not to get lost in what only the scene meant, but the whole story, continuously trying to figure out what the whole story was doing. I think the black and white and they helped a lot in that focus and made it sort of always present that all these layers were there. And I hope to that right that the camera is also sort of a storyteller and not just somebody present and recording what's happening. And we wanted it to be bold. I don't know if that happened, but. I think also we continuously try to discover if it was still telling this dual layered story. I think that was the biggest challenge, and the most creative input came from this search all the time. Does that answer the help?
Any further questions? Congratulations. I would like to ask you about the origin of the story, a question for the director. At the beginning, whether that story or script emerges from or arises from an intention of reflecting an issue or a character or a story, specific story, and whether there was any documentary work that you do, research work, as regards to the immigration, for example, or what happens with the immigration and the integration of immigrants in Berlin?
Because I'm an immigrant myself, and I think that like for the immigrant, the visit of your parents from the old country is like a primal scene, you know, because it's basically it shows you like how the distance that you will never be able to bridge over between you and your parents, between you and your past. Between this country and the other country, and this is kind of very confrontational, and so this is my research for this. And I remember that when I had for the first time when I had an idea for this story, it was because my father visited me in Amsterdam, And we went for a beer, and he got lost. I mean, I lost him from, no, he not he didn't get lost. I mean, I lost him. He got basically one left, right, and he was gone, you know? And I said, like, oh my God, this, he doesn't speak Polish, he doesn't speak Dutch, you know? How he's gonna... So in this short, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour, when I was looking for him, it was like just an idea, you know? My father in a strange city, my city, but for him, strange city. And it was kind of the... There is always a kind of a seed of the story that starts rolling, you know, like. But basically, what my research for this film is basically this 20 years of being an immigrant, you know, of finding out that okay, adaptation, integration, everything is fantastic, but you reach the point where you feel that you belong. I mean, you have. I mean, you speak language. You don't differ from other people. You feel that belong. You find your place. You, I love Amsterdam, you know, my city, but it's still, there is this very subtle thing, and it is not a problem. I'm not saying that it's a problem, it's more than dilemma, and the dilemma has no answers, but this dilemma of belonging and yet not belonging, of not fully belonging, of being seen as not belong. I mean, this is kind of, I wanted to make a movie about immigration as existential experience, an existential state. I mean, this is a state of being alone, being with yourself, always. You know, so that's the research that I made. Through, now I'm like 23 years an immigrant. So.
Any further questions? Beyond words, can we also say beyond images? Isn't your film a critique upon the policy of your country vis-a-vis immigration? That say, vis-a-vis the refugees, is that a critique?
No, I mean, I don't believe in making movies, you know, to criticize something or like movies are experience. They come from the experience of the director, and that it has to be an experience for the audience. But it's this movie, as I said already, that has nothing to do with Poland or Germany as countries, but it's about the immigrant experience. But if you ask me my personal opinion, I think there's, you know, I'm not Polish anymore in a sense, like I'm Dutch because I'm living in Holland. So when I look at my old country, like the country from my childhood, and what is going on now, and this strange, you know, attitude towards people who need help, towards refugees. I think it would be. I would like to. Let's put it like this. I would like to live long enough to see Poland as a multicultural society. I would like to see it, and I would like to really see how it feels, you know, and how it would change. Not so much Poland, but Poles, you know, as people. I mean, I would like to live that long to see it. You know, I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but it would definitely because Poland in the past, you know, in the long past, in the 16th, 17th century, it was a multicultural society. You know, we had we weren't like equally Polish. You know, and now it's like now it could like you know it can return. It would be very nice to have Poland as. You know, as multicultural as Amsterdam, you know, or Berlin, and that would be my wish.
Next question.
Okay,
thank you very much for being here, and thank you very much to the audience.